Did you know you can power a racket with Alka-Seltzer tablets? I certainly did not, but thanks to our producer, I've been put in touch with a rocket scientist, an engineering student at the University of Minnesota, who is going to enlighten my mind on Alka rockets. We've got Kevin Schrader on the line. He is the rocket team leader for U of M. They've just won the Bayer Big Ten Alka Rocket Challenge. Congratulations, Kevin, and welcome to the Roadhouse.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, sir, you're a bona fide rocket scientist, so now's my chance to get smart. And congratulations, Kevin, on the Big Ten Alka Rocket Challenge, hosted by Bayer, I presume the maker of Alka-Seltzer?
Yep, that's correct.
And so we're talking about Alka Rockets. What are they?
Well, Alka Rockets kind of have their history in a science project that, sure, how many people do as a fourth grader, but I know I did it a long time ago, where you essentially take a little Kodak film canister, if anybody still has those, if they still make them, I even know. You put half a tab of Alka-Seltzer in it, some water, you put it upside down. The Alka-Seltzer will react, make carbon dioxide, pressure builds, and the canister pops about 15, 20 feet in the air.
Okay, so simple science for elementary students to get intrigued by, but you guys have taken it to the next level. I mean, you're not using a film canister. What does the U of M's Alka rocket look like?
Right, so the U of M's Alka rocket is a pretty interesting design. The rocket itself, the thing that's flying up into the air, is about 15 inches long, and it looks a lot like a Nerf football. So it's got kind of like a body section up front and a really long tail and things around it. And that is fired out of our launch tube. And it's essentially a big canister. It looks like a cannon, essentially. A canister where you can put in your Alka-Seltzer and water, and you turn a valve, and it pops the rocket off.
Okay. Okay, so you guys were assembled down in Houston, is that right?
Yes, yep.
And this...
Right, so This
Big Ten Challenge, was this a kind of an annual event, or give me some backstory on this contest?
Yeah, so the rocket team at the University of Minnesota first heard about this back in April of last year. Unfortunately, we were busy working hard getting our rocket ready for a different competition down in New Mexico, and so it kind of got pushed off in the back burner. We didn't find out about it again up until late August, early September, around the time school started. And this is the Bears' first attempt at it. They teamed up with the Big Ten. They decided to see what the colleges could put together, and they're looking to make it annual, I believe. We'll see what turns into that.
Okay, and how many teams participated?
I'm not sure about how many teams participated. The finalist round, there were three of us. There was Rutgers, Northwestern, and Northside. However many teams submitted before that final cut was made, I'm not sure.
Okay, and let's see now. You had Alka-Seltzer packed into this rocket. How much? Give me an idea of like how many tablets you guys. And is it like ground up Alka-Seltzer, or what do you use for your effervescent fuel?
Yeah, we actually used 100 Alka-Seltzer tablets per shot, which is quite a few. Especially when we ground them up, turn them all into fine powder before we used them, and that was part of the biggest chore of launching every time.
Okay. There's some rules to the contest as far as how many tablets can you use, how big can the rocket be. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the rules were a combination of very loose and very restrictive. They're very loose in what defined a rocket. They limited what materials you could use. You couldn't use metal or PVC less than a quarter millimeter thick, or glass, or several other things, which would just be for safety reasons. You could have a maximum of 100 Alka-Seltzer tablets, as much water as you want, and then a few other things. But then they were really restrictive in exactly how your rocket had to operate. There were several things that are used commonly in typical rocketry that our club specializes in that we were not allowed to use for the Alka-Seltzer rocket, which include how we get our parachute out, what sort of electronics we're able to have on board. And it's kind of an interesting combination of, again, very, very restrictive yet very loose at the same time.
Makes it fun and interesting. I'm Dave Chersey. We're talking with Kevin Schrader. He's an engineering student and rocket team leader for U of M as they just won the big prize down in Houston for the Bayer Big Ten Alka Rocket Challenge. An effervescent fueled rocket took home the Guinness World Record as well. Kevin, talk about the prize here. It looked like not only a nice cash check, but recognition in the world records.
Yeah, this was definitely one of the most interesting competitions we've been in as far as what's been on the line here. We earned ourselves $25,000 for the, which is actually going to go back into the Rocket team. We got a Guinness World Record, and the five of us who went down to Houston will be going out to the Big Ten Championship game at Indianapolis next weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Are you guys going to launch the rocket off on the field?
I don't think so. We're going to walk out there before the game, but the rocket's a little bit dangerous, and I don't really want to tear up the field a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of rockets. Now, this Guinness World Record, I'm very curious about the actual wording here. It was the highest launch of an effervescent tablet.
Yeah.
Did they create that category for you guys?
Yeah, I think that is a brand new category. And I think they had to use the effervescent tablet wording to make sure, you know, to avoid the whole branding thing. But
that was one big tablet, 100 Alka-Seltzers. Yikes.
Yeah.
So now, Kevin, you were the team leader. Give us an idea of your team, if you want to give some, recognition to your comrades. and what are they into? What's your majors? What are you guys? Are you freshmen? Where are you at in your studies?
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the most interesting parts of our team. We're a subset of a much larger Rocket team. The Rocket team on campus is 100 people strong. We specialize in like 14-foot-tall, 100-pound rockets that go to 30,000 feet. And we do a lot of cool technical stuff. This was a side project, and so at the start of the year, I was elected as the leader, and we, at our opening general meeting, we cast it out to whoever wanted to join, and we ended up getting a lot of freshmen. And so our team started out as about 30 strong. It slowly dwindled to about maybe 12 to 15. And of those, I'd say 80% of them are freshmen. Of the five who went down to Houston, myself and Jeffrey, we were seniors. And then the other three down there were freshmen. And we come from a wide range of engineering backgrounds for the most part, whether it's computer engineering, computer science, electrical, mechanical, aerospace. We kind of run the gamut of the engineering.
Oh, that's great. And you guys are sort of the poster boys for the STEM education program, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It seemed to be a nice sort of promotional piece to this contest where you guys had some nice sponsors, coverage by a media group. Are you finding yourself, like, in the press because of this?
Yeah, that's, yes. We've gotten more press coverage for this Alka-Seltzer rocket than we have for, well, I don't know if we've ever gotten press coverage on the rocket team before.
that's great, Kevin. And $25,000, no small prize, and it's all back into the program.
Yeah, it just seemed like the best way to split it up. We could have done it without the environment provided to us by Rocket Team and the knowledge that we were able to tap into there. And, you know, it'll go to a good portion of the budget for this year and hopefully coming years. Rocketry isn't a cheap endeavor, and those $25,000 will be well appreciated.
All right, Kevin, now for the million-dollar question. How high did your rocket fly?
Our rocket went to 430 feet.
430 feet?
Yeah.
That's a look. As high as you can get, I suppose. It's the world record.
Is
there anything comparable? I mean, what do the other guys get to?
Well, Rutgers had a pretty different design as far as what their overall objective was, and that really limited their height. They went to about 60 feet. Oh. And then Northwestern, their altimeter actually failed, and we didn't get any good altitude data off them, but it looked like they might have gone to 200. 250, maybe 300 feet.
Oh, wow. So you just stomped them.
Yeah, it was really nice to see that rocket fly.
Nice, Kevin. So now is this thing going to be enshrined? Is it, we got like a trophy case you put this thing in?
We do, yeah. There's actually in the aerospace engineering building, there's a hallway, and there's a wall of different promotional pieces, and in there right now is our trophy and our Guinness World Record.
Oh, well, that's great. Great work, Kevin. Great work done by the U of M. And all your work in STEM, some important things for you. So any advice for burgeoning rocketeers out there? We've got a lot of science and tech folks listening. What do you recommend they go into?
Oh, just get out there. My recommendation is just to get involved in something and get deeply involved in it. The best part of my college experience, I owe everything to Rocket Team and all the experiences I've derived from it. If you can really attach yourself to either a team or a hobby or something and just just delve into it and just grow in knowledge by doing that. That's the best way. You learn so much more by doing than you do in any class.
That's spoken from a true rocket scientist, Kevin Schrader, down at the U of M, and the team leader for the Bayer Big Ten Elka Rocket Challenge, and bringing home the big check for the U of M. Congratulations, Kevin, and congratulations to the team.